At the Tuesday County Board meeting, Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers told commissioners he had spoken with legislative analysts at the Association of Minnesota Counties. Powers' message was that county budgets are not yet out of the woods.
They recommended that we look at four major areas where we receive aid from the state. One would be program aid. That's about $269,000 in our budget for 2011. Market value credits, those are the basic homestead credit, we'll receive somewhere in the $193,000 to $195,000 for 2011.
Another income source from the state is called the Children's Community Services Act. It can be quite large in the metro area, said Powers, but it's smaller here, about $80,000 for next year.
And also our state in lieu of taxes, our estimate is about $191,000 for next year. If you add up those four categories, it's about $733,000. That's his best guess.
Powers said AMC analysts told him to expect a minimum reduction of 25% from that total.
But more likely, 50% or more, maybe 50%, 75%, or even 100%. But to put it in perspective, it's not as much as we lost just in general state aid. Back in 2002, we received $1.2 million, and we've gone down in that category in the $200,000 range now. So we've weathered that already. So this is in addition to that. And there's also discussions about maybe looking at county fund balances.
He said in the broader picture, property taxes only pay for 25% to 30% of the county's costs. Fines and fees pick up some of that cost, but fully 57% to 60% of the county's money comes from state and federal grants and payments. He said the county is dependent upon those revenues. One thing the county has done right is keep a strong reserve in the face of continued cuts from the state.
That's been the reason that we've weathered these cuts over the last decade, is that we saved for a lot of years, and we haven't had to live hand-to-mouth. We haven't had to borrow money for operations like school districts do. Sometimes they actually bond to meet their obligations until their property tax money comes in. It alters the structure of how you operate, plus its additional cost. And you wouldn't want to operate that way. It's like running your personal finances on credit card, you know, and trying to pay portions of them every month. It's no way to operate. It's no way to live.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.